Jake Paul, God stepped in and saved Trump from assassination. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 24, 2024. YouTube personality and boxer Jake Paul said God stepped in and saved former President Donald Trump from being assassinated at his rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, on July 13. He added that God had this exact situation happen because the other side needed to realize who Trump truly is so that the 45th president could win the November election in a landslide victory. It's one of the craziest things I've ever seen. And probably will ever see, Jake said during an appearance on his brother Logan Paul's podcast, Impulsive. I think there would have been a civil war if he was assassinated. But I think that's, like, the divine intervention, for sure. I believe that God stepped in and saved him. Watch below. We saw the action of God right in front of our eyes, Logan responded. And then for Donald Trump to react the way he did. By the way, we just spoke with this dude 3 weeks ago. Logan added, referring to his recent interview with President Trump on his podcast. And he just raises his hand in defiance of death. I was enthralled, mesmerized, by this guy. Jake chimed in, offering his reaction. It's quite literally, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And I think that's also probably why God had this exact situation happen. Because he saw the path that we were going down. And I'm not even going to say like, Democrat, Republican, it doesn't matter, it's the people who are running the government now. The path that they were leading us to was going to be catastrophic and terrible. And I think God really intervened, like, we need this guy right now. Everyone needs to flip sides, we can't have a close election. We need a landslide, we need this guy to come back in and make America great again. And it's not about Democrat or Republican. It's like, who is the best person to do that, and I think Trump was the anti-hero. And similar to me, it's like everyone wants to see me fail in boxing. See me come down, and then it just makes me stronger. And same with Trump, Jake continued. This situation completely made him invincible. Quite literally, and I think it made the other side realize who he truly is as a person and how much of a badass American hero he is, Jake added. Impulsive co-host Mike Majlock then slammed the Secret Service over the assassination attempt, exclaiming, "This dude was on the roof in plain sight of the Secret Service, of everybody in the audience, with a gun, with a fucking rifle, within shooting distance of the fucking former president about to potentially be president again." He added, to which Jake noted that Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle claimed agents weren't placed on the rooftop from which shooter Thomas Matthew Crooks shot Trump because the roof was sloped. That's the dumbest shit I ever heard in my life. That woman needs to be investigated and also fucking fired. Logan reacted, to which Jake replied, she needs to resign. As Breitbart News reported, Cheadle resigned on Tuesday. One day after a bruising congressional hearing in which she was unable or unwilling to answer many key questions from lawmakers on the failure of the agency to prevent the assassination attempt of President Trump. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.